And he played one of his sermons.
Right here.
Who played a sermon?
Junior Klein? He played a sermon back, and it was wonderful. And I can see that from in here.
You have to remind me when it goes all the way up there.
Okay.
Remind me.
You want to be reminded? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to be reminded of that, Pearl?
When not to talk.
When not to talk? You want to be reminded of anything?
Well, I want to be reminded of how I sound.
You do or you don't?
I think Grandma Dane, she must have been a beauty queen or something when she was young.
Huh?
Well, did you ever see that her picture of her? But who was that fellow you got your photograph with one time?
It was a depot operator.
Who?
What do you call him?
Deepwell?
No, is it the...
Depot?
What he...
Station agent?
Send messengers.
Telegraph
operator at Seward, Kansas.
Where was Seward?
North of Stafford.
Was he your boyfriend or what?
Yes, he was.
She had her hair just about like you do at tourists, is all curled up here, but she curled it on an iron, or on a fork.
No, curling iron.
A curling iron.
Well, you're going to have to speak louder than that, Grandma.
Where'd you get a curling iron?
Oh, they bought it.
How'd you do it with the one little electric
one? You heat it in the stove, or we used to, I hate to tell that. We used to have curling lamps with a chimney on it. Well, we put that curling iron down in there sometimes and heated it.
Did you get it black?
No, but most of the time we heated it at the stove.
Oh, whoever cut your hair off the short behind, it was cut off short behind.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they cut hair that short.
Didn't know anyone cut hair.
That short, then.
Did you go to barber shop?
No. I felt like my mother would get after me when I got home.
Well, Grandma Holder, what we thought we'd do tonight is to talk to you a little bit so that the children would, they've been asking a lot of questions about when you were a little girl, and they've been watching these television programs on the westerns and about covered wagons and wagon train and about life on the prairie and all of that. So while you're here, we thought we'd take advantage of all of this and of your experience and
they were air climbing.
Mm-hmm. And we thought
they're
that
air climbing down.
We thought what we'd do is to get you to talk a little bit about when you were a girl and growing up and getting married and everything. I was interested, is Mina your first name or is it Elmina?
Elmina,
and what's your middle name?
Minerva
Elmina. Who were you named after?
My grandmother, I guess.
Minerva Elmina. What was your last name?
Merle.
Well, you had four names.
Well, that's Minerva Elmina was.
Elmina was all one name, wasn't it? E-L-M-I-N-A?
Mm-hmm. Elmina, Minerva Elmina. And then my last name was Merle, M-U-R-O-W. I'm related to Edward Merle.
Are you not?
Oh, I am not, as far as I know.
Oh, you are.
Well, I thought he came back to one of the Merle reunions.
Well, I can't remember if him coming, but when they're trying to get him.
Well, they told me he did when we were visiting back there. And because I want you all to know that I'm related too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a number of them, Kyle.
There's some of them that are miners and different things like that back in
Iowa.
In Iowa, and they say that they're related, but.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're all someplace along the line.
Well, now, were you named after your folks or grandparents or what?
Well, my grandmother, I think.
Was it
Minerva? My grandma's name was Elmina, but Minerva, I don't know where that comes from.
Well, how come you dropped the Elmina, or the L off of Elmina?
I didn't like it.
Oh.
And I've never used it.
And you didn't like Minerva?
I don't like Minerva. I've never used that name.
You didn't even like it when you were a teenager?
No, I've never,
never used it.
Well, now, how old are you now?
I'll be 86 in August.
That means you'd be, let's see, you were born in 1876?
74, wasn't it? 74, I think.
Well, wait a minute, this is 1960. So four August of 1960 would make it, if you were born in 74, that'd make you 86, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You will be.
Oh, where am I?
That's August.
That's right. I was thinking 84. There's 86.
This is only 85.
Well, where were you born?
Near Marshalltown, Iowa.
Where is that from Des Moines?
Not very far. I can't tell just how far, though.
Well, now.
Was it a town or just a little?
It's a small town.
What'd your folks do? How'd they make a living?
A farmer. He was always a farmer.
Well, now, did you live in Iowa long, or?
Yes, until I was 12 years old.
And then where'd you go?
Kansas.
I know Lee Kurt was interested in how you got to Kansas.
In covered wagon.
Lee Kurt, did you?
It was on wagon train.
Yeah.
We didn't have a long wagon train.
The wagon.
Part of the time, there was two covered wagons together.
Why? Just two instead of.
We saw a
wagon
train in the front with the horses with the man drive and the horses were and windows all over.
Well, where'd you see that?
In the concert.
At the concert? You mean in the museum?
Oh yeah.
Well, is that the same kind of covered wagon Grandma rode in?
No, but it had doors in the front.
Oh.
Open.
Was that a stagecoach or a covered wagon?
Covered wagon.
Oh. Well, Grandma, what were these covered wagons like that you came in?
They were a lot like these you see on a wagon train, only I don't know that they were more square, you know, more like bed above.
Well, now, what was the top made out of?
Heavy canvas. Long as it didn't touch it, it wouldn't leak.
What happened if you touched it?
Well, it was raining, and you'd be careful not to touch it or leak.
Well, did it have wax on it, or what do you mean?
I don't know.
Just like a tarpaulin is now?
Yes, something like it, I guess.
Well, what'd you pull away in it?
Two horses.
Just two horses?
Just two horses.
Well, how many of you came out from Iowa? How many of you? Can't you remember? Now, talking to this thing, 10 of you?
No. Oh, no. Eight.
Eight of you.
Why did you?
Well, how far could you get at a day with two horses?
I can't remember how far.
Do you remember how long it took you?
No, I can't remember how long.
How old were you?
12. But I remember the last night, people were so friendly then and ticky, and the last, we was near Topeka, it got raining so hard, Topeka, Kansas. And we was coming down Stafford, and we just stopped and went into the home, and they had to stay there for two nights and a day in the rain, all our big family.
Well now, what'd you do for food when you were going along? Would you buy it along the way?
Mm-hmm. We'd buy food and we'd have a little.
Where did you buy it?
Oh, there's a lot of towns.
Was this all improved road or?
Yes, until we got to Kansas, you know, everything was settled, well settled, and then when we got into Kansas, not quite as much.
It must have been about 1886.
I was 12 years old. So
well, that's when they were still shooting Indians up here in Wyoming, wasn't it?
I expect so. And that was on Jesse James' time. I was sure afraid of Missouri.
Why, was he down in Missouri then?
I guess he must have been. I didn't remember that.
Well, When the Uncle Charlie Klein used to tell about Jesse James,
yes,
did he just make that up or was
no,
it real?
No, I think he knew about it. He remembered.
What happened?
Well, Uncle Charlie said that Jesse James used to eat at their place.
I expect he did.
Leave their horses that were a little bit lame at their place. Was he in Missouri?
No, he was in northern. He was in northern Kansas.
Who is Uncle Charlie?
Uncle Charlie was your brother-in-law, wasn't he? And
he had Jesse James used to help people, didn't he? And he gave
the
them
people
money.
That needed help, Jesse James helped. But and then he.
Do you remember
them.
Any stories about him?
Yeah, one.
What?
Several. Well, I remember one where he. I remember sitting around a big stove and listening to these stories, where he had stopped at a widow's home, and she was just so despondent. And he asked her, as a matter, he said they was closing in on her home, taking her home away from her, and she didn't have the money to pay. He said, "Well, you fix me something to eat, and I'll get you the money." And he gave her the money, and the man come to see about it, and she told him she had the money. She gave him the money, and Jesse James was maybe his brother, I don't know, with him maybe. They were hid down the roadways, and when he come down there, they just went out and took it away from him, so the house was paid for, and they had their money.
Why were you afraid of him, if he did things like this?
I don't know why.
It's like Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, why did your parents decide, let's see, it was your mother and father and six of you then?
Uh-huh.
Well, then there was one more born in Kansas.
Two.
Two? There were eight of you all together?
Eight. Just a nice family.
Well, you were the oldest?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember all their names?
Yes, but I'm not going to tell all of them.
Why? Why? There was yourself, and who was next?
She's named Keturah, and
Kit.
Her brother Kit.
Okay, Kit. Now, she just died a year or so ago.
Yeah, she just died.
That was Uncle Charlie's wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Elmer.
Is he still living?
Yes, he's living. And Isaac, but he's
passed away. Oh, Ike.
We call him Ike.
Uh-huh. Oh, Ike. Now,
he's passed away.
Uh-huh.
And,
Ike was the one that first plowed up the South Place, wasn't he? He broke that out of sod?
I expect so.
He used to tell me that.
I expect
I don't
he did.
Remember
because he used to work and help.
Okay, there was yourself and Kit and Ike.
Elmer and Ike.
And Elmer, yeah, Elmer and Ike.
And we called her Mad, her name's Martha. Mad. May. Hetty. And Hazel.
Now all those are still alive except
Matt, Ike, and Kid.
Oh. Well now
Elmer's let's see, he must be 86, 84. Elmer's 82.
And is he next to you?
No, Kit was Venus.
Kit was between.
Well now, why did your parents decide to come from Iowa out to Kansas?
My grandparents moved out there, and my uncles and some of my folks. And
what did they do? Homestead
they persuaded
land?
He didn't homestead land, but I expect he expected to when he went out there, but he didn't.
Well, what did he do?
He just rented a farm and farming.
Well, then, how long did you live in Kansas?
Well, until I was, until I was about 19.
Well, then where'd you go?
We moved down to south of Alva. Went down to, what do you call that? Did you call that? We call it the Strip. I don't know what it
was. Oh, the Cherokee Strip?
I guess that was it.
Well, did you go in after that was opened up?
Yes, my father took
a claim? Did he make the run?
No, he didn't make the run, but he went in soon afterward.
Mm-hmm. What do you you remember? No, you weren't here then, were you?
I thought you taught school in Kansas. How come you were? Did you teach there before you came down?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Before you were 19?
When I was 18, and when I was 19, oh, I guess I would have...
Where did you teach?
Oh, I tell you, I'd have been 20. I guess I was about 20 when we come down.
And that was about 1896.
Mm-hmm. And I would have...
94.
They tried to...
94.
That the witness tried to get me to settle on the claim, you know. And you
did?
Some of the witness, and they said that they...
Oh, witness.
Mm-hmm. They said I'd have to stay there so much of the time. Their daughter stayed with me. And he'd fence it and put cattle on. But, you know, I'd been condemned to file those for a year. About a year after I'd been 21.
When did they make this run on the Cherokee Strip?
Oh, dear, I can't remember.
Was that before you were 20 then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then... You were 20 in 1894, so that would mean it was in the 1890s somewhere.
I
made the run.
Oh, well, I think it's later than that, because we...
And did you know the Whittets from Kansas, or...?
No, I didn't know them in Kansas. No, not until we got down there.
So your dad came down and bought a claim?
No, he filed on
them. He filed a claim.
And the one that they wanted.
Is that the one down by Redbird?
Yes. The one they wanted me to, he thought I could order, you know, I don't think I could have. Crooked Dick could have went to and found out it wasn't filed on. It was the one Elmer has now.
Oh.
What kind of house did he build when he got there?
Who?
It was
her brother.
Oh, it was the first was part dug out and part sod.
What do you mean by dug out and sod?
Oh, they dig down the ground like a cave. Then they build it up and have windows in it. And then he
built. How far above the ground would that be? 4 foot?
Yes, I expect.
Well, what do they do for a roof?
Well, I don't know what the covered is, or something. And you could go out of that and do look around over the prairie and see the smoke coming up out of the ground. But it wasn't long till he could get lumber and build.
Well,
how come you came down with him? If you were about 19 years old, how come you
well,
were
out
on your own?
I was teaching, had 1 month more school, and I had to come on the train.
Oh, you came later?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me something about teaching. How did you happen to get to teaching? Up in Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts?
Near south of St. John a little bit. At the same place. I taught the same place all the time there.
What did you do? Teach all the grades?
All 8 grades, and it was easily done.
Well, now...
Because we studied and prepared ourselves for it.
Well, now, what kind of schooling did you have then?
Nothing, but just some... 9th grade work was all they had at their school. Great Bend, Kansas, that just had I think theirs must have been a business college. That's the first college around there.
Well, then you taught school for a couple of years? When you were 18, you?
Oh, yes, and 2 years down here, down in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, then...
But I taught more than one term. Come down to Oklahoma, they'd just be 3 months a term. Then maybe I'd teach 3 months at home there, and then across there to Elma, another 3 months.
You mean 3 months in a whole year?
6 months in a year, no. 3 months in the fall, 3 months in the spring.
But you thought after you got married?
Yes, we had a man teacher come in there, and he couldn't manage, and he's boarding with us, but he couldn't manage the children, they run him out. He taught just about 2 weeks, and then he wanted to draw a month's pay, and I went and finished it, and that's all I taught it. Oh, I finished my school after.
Was this Elmont, you mean?
No, it was at Redbird.
Well, at Redbird, this was down in Oklahoma then.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Redbird from Tacoma?
Well, it's down right it's a half mile north and about a mile and a half west, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there a town there now?
No, she's a mile away.
It's just a mile away. School.
It's a school.
Oh,
I taught there too.
So did Who else in our family took care?
Mom, I don't think. I thought there were one here.
It's not a school anymore.
But
it's just a community.
I really
believe
that there's many a high school graduate that couldn't pass that eighth grade examination for a teacher, like the teacher we used to for teaching.
Well, now, your dad came down. He had been renting it up in
Kansas,
and then he came down and he staked a claim, and it didn't cost him anything to file a claim?
Well, very little of it did. I can't remember what. Oh, I'll tell you, we had to live on it so many years.
It's kind of like homesteading, isn't it?
Unless they have to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he farmed down there.
Yes.
Now, were the last two born down there?
No. No.
Or in Kansas?
No, in Kansas.
Well, Dad run in the, when the strip was open?
He made the run.
Make
the
run.
He made
yes.
the run, but he run for a place for...
He got lots in Paris.
Lots, and said that he and another fellow was a meat.
Butcher shop. In a butcher shop, they got lots, and they built a town there.
Put it up a butcher.
Perry?
Put in a butcher shop.
You mean Grandpa? I didn't think he made the run. I thought he bought a claim for $25.
He didn't take a claim. He did, but they was running for a business lot. But they put in a
for a townsite lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, how did this run go?
Oh, I don't know.
You sure have studied about it in school. They
were just up there.
On the line?
On the line close to Kiowa.
They were already, but many of them had already slipped through in the room there.
Yeah, what they call them, Sooners?
Well, they
everybody's them. A Sooner. We're all Sooners.
Well, that's
and that's a name that they gave everybody.
Yeah, but that was because the ones that jumped the claims, wasn't it?
I don't know why they called them that.
I thought the Sooners were the ones that they called that the Sooner State because they were the ones that came too soon.
It could be.
And went over there, slept over the night before and staked out the best.
Oh, we had the most wild plums.
Wild plums down there.
Most wild plums down there, round in there.
Well, they still have quite a few
yes,
plums down along the
creek. But not near so much as they did. They were awfully nice.
Well, how old were you grown when you got married?
22.
Well, how'd you have to meet Grandpa?
Oh, I won't tell him that.
Oh,
I won't tell him how pretty his coat was, the lining of his coat was.
She liked it. She went to church and saw this fellow in church and thought that lining on his coat was so pretty.
There was two.
He folded it back before
there's
he got
big,
in.
There's a big, our church. We had church some at our schoolhouse, but we always liked to go north, Jersey. Miles up there, you know, about 2 or 3 miles. And one night he came in to the schoolhouse, I guess. And then he said right opposite me, he just took his overcoat off and I think he turned around, sat out and laid it down. And my lad had the nicest looking shoes, the nicest clothes on, the nicest looking fellow I ever met. So I don't think I met him at all that night. But Stella went to school for me.
That was Aunt Stella?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was Grandpa's sister, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. I found out.
Still to you?
Uh-huh. And I found out who he was.
Sakes.
Huh?
I said, for pity's sakes, is Stella in school to you? She's almost old as you are.
And then.
Yeah. Well,
and they, I found out who he was, all right, somebody told me. But the next day at school, I said, well, who was that good-looking fellow at church last night? And she wasn't there, but she was listening. And the widow girl was quite a young lady, and we were talking. And she was listening, and she stepped up, and she said, that's my brother.
Well, then when did you finally meet him?
Oh, I can't tell. I don't remember.
But well, where was he living then?
At his father's then. He and fixed the place yet on his own place.
Oh, where was that?
That home place for a little
is that the home place? Was his dad's place?
No, his dad's place was where Clyde Gore lives. Where Clyde Gore lives now, that's Grandpa Gore's place. where Gladbor's house is, he's mm-hmm. living there now.
Well, then how'd you have to meet him?
Oh, I can't tell the story. And then anyway, he asked
me. They keep keeping secrets.
He asked me to.
Did someone tell him you got his a nice wife or something?
I think she told him that. But
did he try to meet you or did you try to meet him?
I can't remember where it was.
You tell me a few of these things, maybe I could find me something.
I never tried to meet him, no. But anyway, he asked me for a date, and I've come to find out his sister was going to be married, and I knew I'd be invited to that, so I just canceled that date. I didn't have any clothes for it.
You thought your clothes weren't as good as his overcoat, huh?
No. And then I didn't go with him for a while.
Did you ask him or did he ask you to marry him?
Oh, I didn't ask him.
Well, how long did you go with him before you married him?
Oh, let's see. I suppose pretty near 2 years. Anyway, it's a while.
You were telling me one time about falling out of a, was it a buggy or a surrey or something?
Oh, I was telling that in the newspaper.
No, I just wondered because, what was it? What were some of these kind of wagons you had?
Well, they don't often go in wagon, but they did that night. They have spring seats.
Was it those big ones that sit up sort of higher than the rest of the wagon?
Oh yes, it sits up higher, but it wasn't what you're thinking about, I don't think. It's a wagon that you go in easily. But we had a couple with us, and they had the seat, and we sent them on the board. And were you doing
double dating?
Well, you know, yes. And I was clear on the edge, turning around. And
what were you doing?
They raised up or something, and I fell out.
What they do?
Oh,
to give up.
Stopped the horses, and I went out awfully easy. I climbed back in, he held the horses right good. This was a lot of horses.
And then they didn't get out and help Grandma up, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, well, you do. Well, you wouldn't want the
she fell out of the wagon.
Wouldn't want the team to run away.
Well, well, ask her about it.
Ask her about it.
She happened to fall out of the wagon.
She fell out of the wagon.
You should have seen her. I can remember the surrey we had. Just a plain flat top. Fringe had hung down on there. And we had good looking horses. We had Belgian. Have you ever seen them?
Mm-hmm.
Big Belgian horses. Oh, they're the biggest,
well,
best looking things.
Don't you remember that team of ponies that he got and we were so scared about? And I just, if see a car coming, I just beg him to drive into a house. They just stand straight up.
he really had good horses and
when the cars first began to come, it was terrible with it. You know, just once in a while a car, and it just scared the horses to death.
And then in 1914, we had one.
A car?
1914 Model T, wasn't it?
The first Ford that come out.
Carbide lights.
And we had
carbide lights.
And they had the curtains to put up for, you know, for protection.
Well, I'm still interested in this courtship. Okay, you finally, you went with him about 2 years, and then you asked him to marry him, or?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Her.
Oh, he asked you to marry him. Well, now when, where did you settle down?
Oh, we never got married till he had a sod house made. And
was this on the home place?
Uh-huh. And it was plastered white with something that would gyp to get down in there.
Yeah, gypsum.
Gypsum. And the floor was fixed good. And
well, what were the floors made out of?
Well, they made out of that too, but it didn't last very long. And it looked nice and windows in it. And then we had two hams and...
Do you have any furniture?
Before you got married?
Oh yes, he couldn't get married. They had everything settled in there. And bacon, and he'd gone up in Kansas and got corn ground. And I don't know whether he got wheat ground, and I had a lot of flour. And his mother had fixed dried corn for him and dried peaches. And it just everything like that was down there. And I think we paid $1 for a cupboard and $1 for a little stove, a little wood stove like you couldn't wear it, like you couldn't make burn.
And
we had a table that did.
You have a bed?
There was a pillow that made. Yes, we had a new bed.
Wasn't there only one room?
Well, it was a, it had a post down the center this way, and we got white muslin or light muslin and fastened it here. Then we come and fasten it around that post, and we had a white partition at the bedroom.
Well, how much money did you have when you got married, or he have?
I never counted that.
You used to tell me how much it was.
She never had a chance. She couldn't see.
Now, wait a minute. Don't use your fingers. Tell us.
18 cents.
18 cents.
But
that's
I
about
had
as much as I had when I got married.
But I was.
I had 35 cents of it.
But I had just time to draw my little money from teaching. And we had that.
But you had your house all built and everything.
Oh, and everything food in there. He food.
And I think that I had.
Well, he had a pair of horses, too.
He had three horses.
Team of horses.
He had three horses and a buggy and a wagon.
Well, you weren't so bad.
Chicken.
Bad off then, were you?
Yeah,
and that good looking coat, overcoat.
He still has a good looking overcoat?
Yeah.
Where did you get married? Did you get married by a preacher?
Yes, and the preacher's daughter. And her husband and Lee and Dad and I got married in their home.
All the same day?
All the same evening after school.
After school?
Well, it was night. We were married that night, probably about 7 o'clock.
Did your parents come?
No.